The folklore in Kid Cryptid wouldn't exist if it weren't for the rich history and vibrant cultures these stories come from. While we do our best to provide accurate information, we recognize that we are, at best, amateurs here. This podcast is best considered for entertainment purposes only, and it comes from a place of love and respect for the peoples behind the lore. Now, on with the show.
I'm Elias.
I'm Sean. And you are listening to Kid Cryptid, the podcast where we attempt to make sense of strange happenings and creepy encounters involving those fantastic creatures known as cryptids. How's it going, Elias?
Pretty good.
Well, I guess I should recap a couple of things before we really get started.
Ooh.
Since our last episode, we've signed on with the PodCon Go Network, which has teamed us up with some family-friendly podcasts.
And we also got a zoo one that I love.
And we'll be sharing more info about those other shows as we get some stuff together.
Yes.
Also, since last time, Elias and I attended CryptidCon in Lexington, Kentucky.
It was very fun, and I loved everything about it.
Yeah? What all did we do?
We learned about these new cryptids called, I'm pretty sure they're called Little Green Men. They're kind of weird because what they have is, like, long arms that almost touch the ground.
Okay, you're getting a little ahead of the game here, buddy.
Yeah, but I'm not going to tell everything about them.
That's good, because we're going to do that in a minute.
They're a little scary.
So, yeah, as Elias kind of was hinting at and mentioning, it's CryptidCon that's responsible for this week's cryptid.
Yes, it is.
It was one that I had never heard of, despite being another Kentucky cryptid story. Now, it seems like you remember what we're talking about, so we'll kind of keep moving forward. And I'm glad that you mentioned the Little Green Men thing, because we'll definitely get to that, too.
Yes, we
but
will.
But really, the whole thing is often referred to as the Kelly Hopkinsville encounter.
Well, also called, like, these little aliens.
Or it's also known as the Hopkinsville Goblin.
Ooh, Goblin. I forgot about that, because, like, well, I can also tell why they call it Goblin, because of their ears. I'm not going to say why.
All right, so you want me to go ahead and start telling the story?
Yes.
So we got to hear about this from Geraldine Stith, and it was her family that this happened to, namely her father, her grandmother, and her uncle, and then some family friends.
Yes.
In August 1955, Lucky Sutton, Geraldine's father, was on a break from work, and he had gone to his mother's house with some friends to relax. All told, there were about 11 people at the house that night. Things began simple enough, nothing out of the ordinary taking place. However, that all changed as the sun began to fall and one of the men, Billy Ray, stepped outside to fill his cup from the well. What happened then, Elias?
A big thing that looked like a shooting star but bigger came and crashed down in the woods.
Yeah, and so then he ran into the house and told everybody about it, and he was really freaked out. Did anybody believe him?
Not really, until they saw this little green man coming through the woods.
Now, okay, you got ahead again.
Sorry.
No worries, I know, it's a fun story, so.
Yeah.
So refusing to let it go, Billy Ray eventually convinced Lucky to go outside with him to take a look. By the time they got out to the well, the object was no longer in the sky. Lucky was about to give his friend a hard time for freaking out over nothing, when something coming out of the woods nearby got his attention.
Just what I said.
Now you can tell everybody about what they saw.
So they saw this little green man that was coming through the woods, and they freaked out, but I don't want to say the rest because I think you're going to tell the rest.
Yeah, but tell them more about what they looked like.
Well, what I think she said that they were about 3 feet.
Yep.
And that their arms were about to touch the ground. And they were green. They had ears like goblins, which were about, like, big. And they were also, so, you know the name where you said hobgoblins?
Yeah.
So that's what they also looked like, except they were a little smaller. And they had these big heads and little bodies.
Okay. So that was a pretty good description, except you got one little detail wrong.
Really?
Yeah, this is one of those things that got mixed up in all of the retellings. Mm-hmm. And the newspaper ran with the little green men thing, which pretty much introduced that phrase to the world. Except they weren't green, they were gray.
Oh. Why were they called green?
Because the reporter wrote it down wrong.
I don't remember her saying that, but she said that they said it was little green men. I don't understand.
Yep, that's what she kept calling it because that's what it got reported to the world as.
Well, I saw that it looked like it was gray, but when I saw it, I thought that it accidentally got painted gray and then was supposed to be green, but there was also these little things that looked like they were green and they were the same thing as them. So I'm wondering why she made those little, but not to be mean, I'm just, like, wondering.
I think you got a little confused there.
Huh?
Yeah, it's okay. They were little gray men that got called little green men.
Yeah, I know.
Now, one of the sources I wound up reading mentioned that the creatures had their hands up, almost like someone was surrendering. Despite this, the men ran back to the house and grabbed a shotgun and a rifle. Their terrified reaction confused and worried the others, who still weren't 100% convinced the two weren't playing a joke. That changed when a creature appeared on the front porch, just outside the screen door. Billy Ray fired his gun and the creature fell back and seemingly disappeared. Pretty sure he had hit it, Billy Ray stepped outside to see if he could spot the body. As he stood on the porch, a long, slender arm reached down from the porch roof and ran its fingers through his hair. His terrified wife yanked him back into the house before it could get fully a hold of him. More of the creatures would appear at windows and coming out of the woods. Each time, the men shot at them, sometimes hitting their targets without doubt. But each time, the creatures would fall and float away. Eventually, everyone gathered up enough courage to make a run to town to tell the sheriff what happened. How'd that go?
It went pretty fine, but when the chief and the other people, like, I'm pretty sure it was, like, what was it again? The army?
No, the army came later.
Oh, well, so apparently the sheriff and his other men, not from the army, that was, like, the actual police, they actually came and saw nothing but bullets, and they saw bullet shells, bullet shots and stuff, and they also saw this little green goo for some reason, and I don't know, I think it might have been the blood from them, but I was like, how do they keep coming? They have to be invincible if they had green. They would have to be dead if they had green goo come out of them.
Well, okay, so yeah, that's what one of the things that she did mention. But she said it was kind of weird because the closer you got to it, the more it disappeared. But if you kind of stood away from it, you could see it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a mirage. You know how you feel like it's when it's really hot and you're going down, like, a hill, and it's far away, you see, like, this water, and then you get closer to it, and it starts drying away, and then there's nothing there.
Yeah, so, in the end, it sounds like they didn't really find anything they could use as evidence, huh?
Yeah.
So, without any physical evidence, the police had to leave, leaving the family back at the house. It wasn't long before the creatures returned, and the gun battle continued until daybreak. According to Lucky, it was the sun coming up that saved them, as the creatures didn't seem to like the light very much.
Well, I know that because if they had light, then the neighbors would be like, what's going on over there? Is there, like, these little monsters attacking them? I'm gonna go help them!
But then the creatures never returned.
Yeah, they were, like, too scared for other people coming after them.
Oh, okay. But the damage was already done. Terrified that they might come back and hounded by the media and sightseers, the family quickly sold the farm and moved into town.
And then more people moved into that house.
Yep, and the army came out and checked stuff out and investigated things.
Just in case.
Just in case. But nothing was really ever released as far as what the army found.
Yeah, it was weird because I was wondering why, But they might have found, like, those shells and the bullet holes.
So, question for you, Elias.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think they wanted?
I think they wanted to see, like, actual stuff, but all they saw was bullet holes.
Oh, no, I mean, what do you think the goblins wanted?
I think they just wanted friends. I feel like they were misunderstood.
You think so?
Yeah, because they didn't look that harmless. We're bigger than them.
Yeah, but they had those really long claws and the other, and they were kind of ugly.
Well, they were a little ugly. I mean, if I saw one, I might have grabbed a knife and accidentally stabbed it in the face. But if I saw it have hands up, then I would be like, don't kill it. It's putting its hands up for surrender.
So, another important question. What do you think it was?
I think it was just like, you know how she said that she thought that it was just, you know how her grandmother thought that it was just the kids playing around?
Yeah.
I don't think that, because they were 3 feet. Some kids can be 3 feet, but that would be only like when you're about like 2 or 1. You never know. But what I'm thinking it was like this, you know, monkeys?
Yeah.
I think it was just some monkeys that had gray skin for some reason. Like, you know how people put paint and prank stuff and do stuff to people?
Yeah.
Like that? I think it was that, and they put fake ears on the monkeys and make sure that its skin was all covered in gray.
Okay, so you're saying it was monkeys.
Yes.
All right.
Or well, apes.
And Geraldine's grandmother, though, thought it was a demon that the devil had sent up.
A demon?
And then the others thought that they were space aliens, because remember, they had seen the spaceship?
Yeah, but they didn't really get to see it, because the army took it away, and then they didn't see any debris from it.
That is true. Now, the most common explanation from other people is that the family was drunk, and a couple of great horned owls were flying around, and they just mistook everything and thought it was aliens.
But I don't think they were drunk, because if it happened to us, and I wasn't, because I'm not drunk, and you're not drunk, and my family's not drunk, then I would think it's that, but I would think it's like a little demon that was just misunderstood.
Well, and the police records at the time didn't mention anything about noticing anybody being drunk. And honestly, at least to me, there's no way that a bunch of people living in the country at that time would have mistaken an owl for something else.
I mean, you know how I said that it might have been an owl and Mothman?
Yeah.
It couldn't be an owl, because owls can stand, but they can also fly.
Well, and some people have tried to link this to Mothman, too.
Mothman has wings. Those didn't.
Yeah, I know. But I'm stumped. Unless Lucky and Billy Ray went to really extreme lengths to prank their friends and family, I got nothing.
But actually, I'm pretty sure some people actually asked if they could see what happened.
Yeah, sure. Well, that was why people started camping out in their yard, because they wanted to be there when it happened again.
Yeah, but nothing happened, and plus it was probably the law by now.
And while no one in Hopkinsville has come forward with any more sightings of the goblins, a very similar experience has been reported in Hellier, Kentucky, as recently as 2012. Though I have to admit that my skepticism leads me to believe that that latest encounter was a fairly elaborate hoax. The person who emailed investigators about it vanished off the face of the earth, seemingly. But looking into where the emails came from, they came from a different location than they claimed to, and stuff just doesn't look very convincing from my end.
Yeah.
So it still seems that the mystery is going to continue for just a little bit longer.
Maybe. Until, like, the year about 9,000.
All right, so Elias is calling his shot.
Yes.
So there you have it, folks. Our CryptidCon learnings in a nutshell. I hope you enjoyed it, because we definitely found it to be an interesting story that, even if you don't believe it, it should make for a good campfire tale. And I think that's going to wrap us up. Elias, you got anything?
I'm just going to say, if you see those little green men, and it's very, and it's like past 3 a.m., then you should probably get some sleep and wait till morning.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
I mean, 3 a.m. is when you start hearing stuff.
Oh, yeah. Have you even stayed up till 3 a.m.?
I do not want to try.
Yeah, I'll remind you of that in a few years.
Yeah, because I've heard of dares for 3 a.m., and I've heard people try doing really creepy stuff, so I'm not even going to try.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, as always, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And we still have the Patreon page up, so
yeah,
always welcome subscribers there. But yeah, I think that pretty well finishes us off.
Well, I have one last comment to say. You know how people leave comments?
Yeah.
I want to say this. Leave the comments down below, so that way we can hear your likes and joys.
So yeah, I think that pretty well does it.
I'm Elias.
And I'm Sean. Until next time.